Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Dobro jutro. Good day. Hola. You've tuned into and you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's show, in their own words, part two, affirmative conversations from people that really matter, a key message anchored in the soul of children. Yes, darlings, we were all born worthy. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Listen to all of you, no matter who you are, your age, your gender, you were born worthy, and you have a job to do. If you woke up this morning, did you say, oh, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? You're here for a reason. I want you to remember that there's only one of you. There's only one of me. I will never happen again. And you will never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. The present moment. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You will never happen again, darlings. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. It's that simple. And you know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices come back to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. How do you choose to live your life right now, this minute? This is August 3rd, and it's 11:32 a.m. Central Time. And you've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And yes, you were born worthy. Now I'm just going to digress a moment, and I'm going to share with you this opportunity to give a voice to your passion. I love giving a voice to my passion. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour show? Internet radio is exploding. It's a powerful marketing tool. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline, and that's what I'm doing right now. This is for entrepreneurs, stay-at-home mom-pas that have an idea. It's just the one show. It's a marketing tool. However, it is truly to your advantage if you have a powerful database email. Because you see, oh, by the way, there are no loose cannons. You email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and Mitch Motivani will talk. Let me see if your idea resonates with the world. I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. And once it has been accepted and agreed on, I become your outside advocate. And of course, darlings, there's just a very modest one-time fee. I do look forward to working with you and hearing from you. Now, you may even want to consider to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, a 30 or 60-second commercial. It's a 13-week commitment, and I help you write your commercial. But when you're the star of your own show, you're sharing your story with the world. It's your way. And all I do is direct and support you. Now, your show is live and then it's archived. I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database, and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. How sweet is that? Are you going to go to the very end with your dream dancing in your heart? You've been to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And yes, I'm opening the lines. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Can peace be possible on the planet? Can a global revolution inspire the world we live in a way, in a new way? I'm asking you, can people change? Of course they can. You want to change your life, change your thinking. But first of all, don't forget to love yourself. I'm going to share with you some of their experiences in their words, all the experience in life were necessary in the development of who we are. Don't be afraid of challenges. They're there to teach us to grow. To teach us to grow. And a marvelous way to grow is to log on and say, or join the bandwagon. Have your own live. It's a one-time TV, internet radio show. Now, if you want to have your own show, just log on to supportblogtalkradio.com and tell them you want to have your own radio show. It could be 15 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. You could have one show. You could have 10 shows. Hey, it's your choice. It is your choice. Can't you just feel the energy of Blog Talk Radio? I want you to feel the energy of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers and Impact. Titanic, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger, better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International. They are the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, and Canada too. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know, hey gals, this is for you too, that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. But you have to qualify. And you could be male, female, doesn't matter where you live. Log on ironworkers.org. And then you're going to want to have a copy of the CD that I produced. What a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And it's affordable by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Home Love Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. log on at teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age Wire Art Sculptor and Leather Works. He creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Do you want to find out more about the Beau Vivant? Do you want to give a gift that's going to be forever in the heart of the recipient? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net because you see, every design is custom created for the individual. Hand-built, one at a time, one of a kind. And he does make custom-made furniture, baker's rack, business and personal, recreate your logo using steel products, and much more. He created my Kathy Watson studio. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. They save my face. Log on lifeextension.com, click on magazines, and click on 2005, and read how they saved my face. I was a heavy-duty sunbather, and I knew I was in big trouble, and I got in touch with Bill Falloon, and he said not to worry. Now, today, if you were to see my skin, you would never believe it saw a ray of sun. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Do you know that looks do matter? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and in some cases death. Get my self-published book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Just learn my all-natural techniques and methods, and they're yours for life. And they're in the book, The Elixir of Youth. It's available as an e-book and a soft copy. You have to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. What does TNT mean? Toxic negative thinking. We're all in the habit. You know, for one day, I want you to write down every thought, no matter what it is, on a sheet of paper. And at the end of the 24 hours, look and see how many of your thoughts were positive and how many were toxic, negative thinking. Edith Nam, who is the author extraordinaire, wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Study Your Lifeline. TNT, toxic negative thinking, we're accustomed to it. It's a habit. And the only way you break that habit is let it come into your brain and then simply say, you weren't invited, I cancel that, and replace it with a positive affirmation. Yes, it does take some work because you are in the habit of toxic negative thinking. Get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. And then you'll want to get choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. My dear, what can you learn from choices? Don't go to the end with your dream dancing in your heart. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, and all of the other, they have it. It's just magnificent. And I want you to get my Heart of the Lion. I wrote a journal. I went to Africa. And I still see me sitting at the foothills of the Mount Kilimanjaro, traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. I'll write a journal. Because you think you're going to remember everything, you don't. It is just amazing. I relive that trip every time I pick up my journal. Now, we have a call to action, darling. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50-year-old. Who said that you can't be glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? Get the elixir of youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. And I want to remind you, don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Life is not a dress rehearsal. What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Have you ever dreamed of being the CEO of your very own business without investing huge capital? Working out of your home? I did at the age of 25. It was a marvelous way to fulfill my dreams. And I was able to reach my goals, and it offered infinite opportunities to challenge myself and encouraging me to believe in me. Too many of you have inferiority complexes, and I won't let that happen. I simply will not let that happen. I want you right now to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. Bears repeating, tomorrow is promised to no one. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. There's just today, this very moment, the now. Get Eckhart Tolle's book, The Now. This is the only moment we have right now. The past is gone. The present, we don't know what's going to happen. Listen, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my words with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I want you to recognize that you are the creator of your life. Stop and think. August 3rd, 11:47. You're at this date and time based on all of your past experiences. Your choices are greatest freedom. They come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. All the choices that you made bring you to where you are today, right now. Do you have any challenges? I welcome challenges because it means that I need to learn something. And I love moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals. And this does to enter, to explore. Come join with me. Listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And the calling number is 347-637-3789. And I love the thinking of the new generation because they're way ahead of themselves. But remember now, darlings, the new generation, you had marvelous role models. We were the role models. We were the ones that encourage you to live your life like it is golden. In their own words, all the experience in life were necessary in the development of who we are. Hello there.
Hello.
Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
This is Rhea in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
What a pleasure. What convinced you to call it Rayanne?
Yes.
Were we born worthy?
Yes. But you know what? It took a lifetime to figure that out. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I love that, what you were saying. I listened to the show yesterday for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Oh, my goodness, Kathy. I just looked up, and there is a praying mantis in my house on my wall.
Right?
Oh,
really?
I have never seen a praying mantis in this country where I live, in Scotts Bluff, in this part of the world. I've never seen one. And there
what do they
it
look
is
like?
On my, well, they're very long. They're kind of grasshopper looking, but they look
mm-hmm.
like sticks. Like if you just saw one on the ground, it would look like a stick. They're just very long and narrow.
Okay, what
they
message are you getting from
legs.
Well, all right, what message did the universe send to you by sending the praying mantis into your house right now? And we're talking about
well,
you were born worthy.
I know, we were talking about being born worthy. Yeah, I think it's just that, maybe just that, maybe I'm a praying mantis. Maybe I'm, maybe praying, praying mantis, I don't know, it means mandala to me. It means praying spirit. Maybe it means everything is okay. Everything's
mm-hmm.
going to be all right. The future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've just been so afraid of the future. I just don't feel like I have a, you know, a future. So maybe, you know, I mean, even though I keep getting signs like this, that everything is fine. But yesterday, when, I mean, you said so many things yesterday that, and you say these things a lot, but, you know, when you said your mind is a garden, be careful what you sow. And, you know, and I look at my life kind of like a field, like this newly plowed field.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole life I've been generating these seeds. And so now those seeds are planted, and I'm just kind of sitting there watching what's going to come up.
Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. How does your garden grow? What was the nature of this thinking? This is awesome because the next thing I was going to ask you, can peace be possible on the planet? And it all has to do with our choices. So when you look back on your life, Rayanne, you're here today because of your past choices. What were your past choices that brought you to this point in your life?
See, I can't, my, I just don't, I don't know. I have no idea. All of it, you know, everything, every choice, everything. But I can't separate them out like, oh, this one, you know, brought
mm-hmm.
this good thing and this one brought this bad thing. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do you? I mean,
all right.
I don't know.
All right, just for fun or just for an experiment, take a moment to think back on your past. What change would you make in your thinking? Because you see, we're all of you, listen to me right now. You're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. You're there because of the choices you made. You are the Michelangelo. You are the Baryshnikov of your life. You can't blame anyone, and there is no blame. If there's been an upset, welcome it. It's because it's something you have to learn. If there was a challenge, welcome it because it's something that you have to learn. So just for the clarity to my listening audience, all right, I'll use me as an example. What would you change? I love speaking. I was chosen. I would have started radio a long, long time ago. And oh, one other thing that is uppermost. I truly would turn all of my upsets or my indecisions over to my higher power, who is God. It might be Buddha for you. It might be Mahatma Gandhi. I don't know. But stop and think about the choices you have made and what was the one choice that maybe you would have changed today if you knew it back then, or is that too confusing?
I just don't think I would change anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would change. I wish a lot of things. I wish, you know, I wish that so self-confidence has always been the issue for me. I've never had any. And but I don't know why. I mean, I don't know what I would have to change in order to change that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still working on that.
You know what, darling? You're not alone. I want all of you to remember you are not alone. I don't care what challenge you have. We've all gone through this. Now, just let me, this is a quote from Desmond Tutu, the former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, who was appointed as the chair of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission after the abolition of apartheid, tells us that if we truly seek peace, first of all, we must find it within ourselves to resist the urge to make contact only with those we see as friends. Instead, we need to move toward those we see as our enemies. Now, I have to admit, I have a little trouble with that. You know, there's only so much time. I can't save the world. And I found myself reading that, and I thought, wait a minute. Everything we do in life is a choice. If I have a choice, I want to be with positive people. And these people who are not on the same wavelength with me, let them find their own resource. Let them do whatever they think is best for them, and hopefully they will emerge, you know, successful. How do you feel about that?
You know, everything is a paradox, isn't it? You know, on one level, it makes total sense, and then on another level, it's like, no, you know. And mm-hmm. and so on the one sense about, I mean, especially, I mean, I agree with that, especially in this political climate that we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
when everything is so divisive. You know, there's Trumpers and not Trumpers and Democrats
mm-hmm.
and Republicans and blacks and whites, you know. So I think it's really important for us to reach out and so I really agree with it in that sense. And then
mm-hmm.
in another sense, I agree with you. I can only give away so much and then I'm empty. And
yeah.
if I'm empty, I have nothing to give. And so that's kind of been, I've been a big giver, but not much of a receiver. And so for me in my life, I need to turn that around. I need to allow the universe to just bring me things, and I need to say thank you and, you know,
mm-hmm.
bring me
mm-hmm.
some more of that and,
mm-hmm.
and just keep
mm-hmm.
saying thank you and,
mm-hmm.
and having, allowing myself to have desires, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to desire to travel or to desire to
mm-hmm.
go to a workshop or you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
it might be. But so, you know, I just love for you, I mean, for what you're doing in the show, I mean, you're talking to us as individuals about how we're coping. You know, what are our coping strategies? What are that TNT? What are those toxic mm-hmm. thoughts? And then at the same time, you're weaving that into that higher level about peace on
mm-hmm.
earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I think all of us hold in our hearts. I mean, we all want that. So
people
have
got
to
recognize.
I
say, Uriam, people have got to recognize that our greatest freedom is that of choice. You can't
yeah.
blame anyone. You're there right now. I'm sitting right here right now based on the choices that I made in the past. And I am
right.
the creator of my life.
Right.
Whether it comes
yeah.
out golden or it's a little tarnished, it's something that I have to accept. And if I get a little tarnish, it's okay. It means that has to be polished. I have to look at that. But I want you to know one thing. I don't go out seeking anyone that's having difficulty in life. If they want to reach me, they know how to reach me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And I am not medical. I don't have a PhD. I've just had the good fortune to have futuristic insights and experiences to help share with you. I don't walk ahead of anyone or behind them. I just take them by the hand and walk alongside. Mm-hmm. And it's entirely up to them to decide whether to listen to what I have to say or not. Oh, darlings, we're off the air.
Oh, my goodness, we are. Oh.
Yeah, I got so involved. But thank you. We'll talk later, Rayanne. Stay
all right,
beautiful.
All right. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.